Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God for giving us another day. Yesterday we looked at what is the true gospel. Today, by the grace of God, we'll be looking at what we have by grace. That is what we have by Christ. Because Christ is the grace of God. As we open to the book of John, chapter 1, verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The Lord bless his word in our hearts. Now, when we say grace means unmerited favor. Oh, the grace, the strength of God to help us to please Him. Under the law, no one could please God, because to please God will have to be done by conversion. Without conversion, without being born again, in the flesh we cannot please God. And that is why no one was born again until Jesus came. And when Jesus came, he said to that woman, he said, God seek after those after two worshippers. And he said, now is the time for the true worshipper, for the true worshippers to worship God. It has to be done in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. It has to be done by Holy Ghost baptism and by walking in the truth. It has to be done by the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What do we have by grace? Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we open to the book of Colossians chapter 1. Hallelujah. In verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. By grace, which is Jesus Christ, we have forgiveness of sins. Under the law, the sins of the people were only covered. But under grace, like as John was saying, behold the Lamb of God, this is he who takes away the sin of the world. It is only by grace, by Jesus, that our sin is taken completely without remembrance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. As we just read, the redemption through his blood. We have redemption. He redeem us from the captivity of Satan. Hallelujah. We are redeemed by his blood. It is only through his blood that we can overcome. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In verse 13, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Under grace, we are delivered from the power of darkness. Yes, we are delivered from the power of darkness. Before we were saved, we have no strength to overcome darkness. We had no strength to do what God wanted us to do, because we were under the kingdom of darkness. So God brought us out through Jesus Christ from the kingdom of darkness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then translated us, which means took us, converted us into the kingdom of his dear Son, which is the kingdom of light, from darkness to light. Hallelujah. This is what we have under grace. When you say you are born again, this is what happened to you and I. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, under grace, in verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. It is Jesus that overcame and got this inheritance for us. And we also receive it by Jesus Christ. So it's by grace that we are qualified to inherit what Jesus have inherited from God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. With all these things, we will see that there is nothing man should boast of before God but through Jesus Christ. It is Jesus that has qualified us for everything we are getting from God. That is why whatsoever we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our qualification. He is our checkbook. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In verse 11 and 10 of this Colossians chapter 1, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering. Now in verse 10, that ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Now in summary, through grace we have strength with all might and power to be fruitful. Hallelujah. Through Jesus we are strengthened. Through Jesus we are equipped. Through Jesus we have power, which is the power to be fruitful, the power to overcome. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In verse 9, for this cause, we, that is a true minister. Paul was talking about we as ministers, our desire. He said, for this cause, we also, since the day we had it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That is a desire of a true minister. All those things we just read in verse 10, 11, 12, 14, 13 to 14 are part of the prayer of Paul for the people to have those, the church in Colossae. He was praying that they have the total package of what grace has for the children of God. So I pray that in all we do, our desire is to have all that is contained in Jesus Christ for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For there is no any other way we can please God or we can be successful except in looking unto Jesus. The Lord bless his word in our heart. Shalom.